Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The best basketball tournament party is back.
Ducks, throw it ahead to Dante. Dante will dribble it out. The Ducks are Pac-12 tournament champions.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alene, this is a Fan Madness edition of Danny and Dusty. Presented by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Injuries and missing work ruining your day? Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com. He'll make them pay. Danny and Dusty, live on the free Odyssey app and 1080.
It's time for the madness.
The Fan.
Hour number three here on Danny and Dusty. Live on location at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Alene Resort and Casino. It is a wonderful day here for all of the hoops, men's and women's games currently underway. Colorado, Florida, currently in a tight one, 7 seed against a 10 seed, 28-24, 7 minutes to go here in the first half. New Mexico and Clemson seem to be opening up a little bit of a gap, and Auburn struggling with Yale. Are we going to get an Ivy League upset sneaking into the bracket here?
That would be back-to-back years, because last year, remember, Arizona lost to Princeton.
Indeed. It would also ruin my bracket because I have Auburn as a national title winner. Sweating it a little bit.
They're fine. Still a lot of basketball to play. They're just under the halfway point of the first half.
Indeed. It is hour number three here on Danny and Dusty, whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan, or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan, or if you're here live and on site, we appreciate you. We love you. Come down and hang out with us. After we get done, Isaac and Suk will be going from 3 to 7 p.m., and all of the March Madness action will be going on. You can also join us coming up September 2nd at Moda Center, Def Leppard, Journey. Enter now. You can text DEF, that's DEF as in Def Leppard, to 503-846-6326 to be entered to win and have a chance to go see Def Leppard and Journey September 2nd at Moda Center.
When these tickets go on sale, it's going to be hysteria.
Dun, 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 dun.
Pouring sugar on them.
Are we?
Don't stop believing if you don't win.
Are we at butt rock levels with those two? Def Leppard for sure, right?
Def Leppard for sure. Not Journey.
Not Journey?
No.
Yeah.
No, definitely not Journey.
So it's a half a butt rock.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. But a hell of a time.
I bet you that's I honestly believe that's probably a really good show.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, you know what wasn't a good show today? You know what what team is really bothering me?
What's that?
See South Carolina women.
No. Whatever.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Oh, did they not cover?
No. No, they didn't. They only won 91-39.
Oh.
And they didn't cover.
Wait,
the line on that game was 55.5.
Was anybody actually taking that line?
They beat them. They played Presbyterian in a 16-1 matchup. They won 91-39 and failed to cover that game because earlier in the year, they beat Presbyterian by 60.
Oh, God, they had them in their non-con, huh?
They had them in the non-conference, beat them by 60,
goodness.
And 91-39 is not even close to cover. Well, they were three away. But great teams cover. In the South, the Fighting Don Staley's failed to cover today.
That's truly...
It's a knock.
Amazing and disgusting at the same time.
Yeah.
This is the kind of information that I... that will sit with me forever and haunt me.
Yep, there you go.
Can't cover 55? Cowards.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of cowards, the NBA is folding up the G League. Ignite, I should say. Not the G League.
Not the G League as a whole, but the G League team. Ignite. And this is such a... I mean, this is a smart move. Now... When the G League Ignite was formed, I thought it was brilliant by the NBA. It was a really good move in order to develop talent. Now, that was quite literally, it was the year before NIL became legal, wasn't it, that the Ignite started?
2 years before.
2 years before?
Yeah.
Once NIL became an option for college athletes, the G League Ignite all of a sudden became obsolete. And it's hard. They tried to spin it and say, well, we're developing professionals.
Which, to an extent, I will say that was the idea.
But so is every major college.
I would argue some of them are significantly better at it than others.
And yeah.
That's the thing, is that the G League Ignite was going to focus on that.
Let's be honest. The returns of the G League Ignite were not anywhere close to what they were expecting them to be.
No.
From player development,
no.
From grabbing truly the top talent in the high school levels and getting them to... where are they even based out of? They were in Vegas for a minute. Where's the Ignite based out of now? Is it in Ontario, California?
Yes.
Down in Southern California?
Yes, I believe.
They weren't nearly as successful as they thought because NIL, it pulled those kids back to college, which I think is a good thing. And, you know, because for every guy that goes and plays 1 year in the Ignite and then is able to jump to the NBA, there's a couple of guys that would actually benefit a lot from playing a couple of years in college, you know?
They were in Vegas.
They were
in Walnut Creek, and they moved to Henderson. That's what it was.
Okay. Oh, so they went from California to...
Nevada.
To Henderson, Nevada?
Yeah.
It wasn't all that they thought it would be or all that it was cracked up to be. The guys who went there and were able to play those 2 years prior to, you know, NIL, more power to them. But, like, look, Scoot Henderson's here in Portland. He didn't come out of the G League a more polished product than he would if he would have gone to, I mean, I don't know which program you would point, if he went to Kentucky, right? Like, I mean, I think he and Shaedon Sharpe kind of both went different routes, but the same result of they're still young and raw, and you see all of the pieces for
and
them.
And both were shut down.
And both were shut down in those respective paths that they took. I mean, it didn't change. It didn't change really anybody. How many guys changed their lot in the order of the NBA draft because they played for the Ignite as opposed to going to... And these are all guys that would play at Kentucky, UConn, national powerhouses.
I think Scoot did because he started playing with the Ignite 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because he played there for 2 years. So I think that did help him in that vein. The thing about this is, the Ignite, in theory, was a good idea, even with NIL. The problem is human nature takes course. And for those that are unfamiliar, the Ignite roster was supposed to be a group of high-level prospects, two to three of them, like top five guys. Then you were going to have guys that were trying to make the league. So you'd have some competitive balance. And then you'd have some sage veterans that have no ifs, ands, buts, thoughts about going to the NBA. They are there to help mentor young kids. And you had that with Pujetter. You had that with Amir Johnson. You had that with, even this year, with John Jenkins, who has helped out with the Olympic team on the select side. What you didn't have is you had Norris Cole, who's trying to make his way back into the NBA. And look, I'm not faulting Norris. He saw an opportunity. He's like, I want to get back in the league. It's some very strong F them kids energy.
But it was more AAU. It played out more AAU-like than competitive college basketball.
They got thrashed.
Their schedule was... It didn't make sense either.
I mean, even beyond the scheduling, they had so many young guys. They had Ron Holland. They had Manas Puzelis. They had Tyler Smith. They had Babacar Sané. They had Dink Pate. Like, you just go down the list of guys, it's so many kids. It's too many mouths to feed and too many agendas. And for everybody's like, well, you know, sometimes you got to have some guys sacrifice. These guys are all trying to get theirs.
Yeah.
And it's not a fault of theirs. They've been told this is where you're going to go so you can learn to be better so you can go get yours. But when you have that many guys trying to get theirs at that young of a spot, and this is what happens not only with the Ignite, but with young teams.
Yeah.
Everybody says, well, a coach should set the order and the agenda and the opportunities that are there for everybody to figure out. And it's like, it's not ABC 1-2-3. It's not as simple as that. There are human natures that step into these things that take the idea, the holistic idea of something, ball it up, shoot it into the sun.
Yeah.
Because whether we like it or not, whether you're 18-year-old you or 19-year-old me, if we have that athletic prowess and we're in those positions, you know what we're doing? We're not looking out for the team. We're looking out for our ability and our chance to get to the NBA and get to the next level to go get that contract.
And I think that's where the development of college players, they benefit a lot more because you're having to pull in the same direction.
And
everybody is.
Not only that, you have guys on those teams up and down the rosters that know they are not NBA players.
Yeah.
They are role players. Hey, they may be seniors. They may lead the team and you know, be the guy through and through. But at some point in time, the young guy might step out. But you've spent your time. That's kind of the same idea with the Ignite of having the sage veterans.
Yeah.
They know what their role is. The problem was, in this instance, there just were too many mouths to feed.
Yeah.
So you land in a situation where it's just a disaster.
Like this text on the Vancouver 4 text line, 503-864-6326. I get why the Ignite's folding, but the level of competition was better than they get in college. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
He's not wrong, but the development wasn't. I mean, like, it's the same. If you go to a college program with a great coach, like the guy, we have a sample size that's large enough that we can see, and this is why the NBA is doing it. One, financially didn't make sense, and two, the results, they were a mixed bag. Just like any high-level recruit that goes from high school to college, it's a mixed bag.
It is.
It's a mixed bag.
And so instead of dumping a bunch of money in this, they're getting out of this.
Good.
And something you and I have talked about offline for a while now, I think we might be moving towards the allowing of one and done.
Should be.
And the committal to college for at least 2 years.
I think it's good.
Signing a two-year contract.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good for the NBA, and I think it's good for college sports, too.
This doesn't necessarily mean they're tied to the school,
yeah.
But it's 2 years before you can enter the draft. Major League Baseball, I think it does things the best when it comes to this stuff. You want to come out of high school and go into minors?
Do it.
Go do it.
Or you're going to wait 3 years
and go play college
and
baseball.
Go play college baseball.
And work on your development there. Yeah. That way the development pipelines stay separate and they make sense.
The NFL, I think, does it the worst. I mean, forcing guys to go to college for 3 years, I understand physically to do it, but not having another avenue or option, that's
Maurice
tough
Claire
for guys.
Was ready.
Yeah. I mean, if a guy is physically ready to go after 1 or 2 years, I think 2 years, they should be able to go after two. Yeah. And I think the NFL might be leaning more towards that way.
So,
all right.
That's where the G League Ignite is sitting now, and that's kind of a change in how the developmental pipeline will work, and probably another change that's going to trickle down to college basketball.
For sure.
All right, coming up next, we will revisit March Madness as we are currently underway here at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at A&A. Come on down and join us. Isaac Asuka will be on after us from 3 to 7, and we will keep things going here on Danny and Dusty, Today the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alinea, this is Danny and Dusty on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Reminder, it's twice the madness. George McCoy and Warren Allen, attorneys at law. Coors Light presents Fan Madness Thursday from noon to 7 at X Golf Tualatin, and Friday from noon to 7 at X Golf Vancouver. That means you'll get Dusty and I and Isaac and Souk both at one location on Thursday, and then switching it up from Tualatin to Vancouver on Friday.
Let's go. I'm excited. I love all these Fan Madness events. I mean, this is very hard to top, being, you know, at the Stadium Sports Bar and the beautiful Alinea Resort and Casino. But when you're at X Golf and you got those semis there, and you're playing, you can play Pebble Beach, and their TV setup there is
quite
awesome.
Nice. Quite nice.
Yeah, it's the perfect way to enjoy a little
round two, round three
round
action.
Round 16 action.
I like it. Fan Madness is presented by George McCoy at Warren Allen, attorneys at law. Injuries and missing work ruining your day? Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com. He'll make them pay.
Yeah, he will.
It's also presented by Coors Light. Nonstop action, nonstop chill. Coors Light, celebrate responsibly. And again, we are here at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill.
Had me a few Coors Lights yesterday.
You did. I also saw somebody else may or may not have had a pitcher that turned into another pitcher, that turned into another pitcher, that turned into some more beers that you ended up having to take care of.
I did. I was repaid promptly.
You were.
But
somebody may or may not have snuck out of here. Have been accused of being a guy who would leave a tab by Isaac and Souk, and then ended up being the guy
who left the tab.
Who left the tab.
Yeah, it was an accident, though. Somehow he only paid, like, part of his tab. And then I was stuck. Like, it was the end of the night. The bartender was just sitting there like, are you kidding me?
It was indeed a triple-digit bar tab.
It was. And I tracked him down. I bird-dogged him.
You did.
And I said, hey, bro, you either come back or you're gonna have to Venmo me the money.
Indeed.
And to his credit, it was promptly Venmoed, and we got all squaresy. But
and he did show up today with his tail firmly between his legs.
He did.
What happened?
It was one of those things. I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. But nothing could drag down yesterday. It was a fun day yesterday.
No, yesterday was absolutely awesome, and the basketball is even better today. We haven't had maybe the upsets or the action going either way against it, but it looks like we might have one brewing. Oh. Colorado is currently tied up.
Let's go, Pac-12.
Florida's just taking the lead back. 106 remaining in the first half. 42-41 Florida over number 7 seed Florida over 10 seed Colorado.
Let's go.
They're getting ready to go to the half. We are getting to that point in the afternoon where the post-noon game slates are going to take off. Clemson is closing out.
He's heating up.
Quite firmly on New Mexico. They're going to win 77-56.
You know, I am so jealous of the East Coast for this day in particular.
Because it starts first thing in the morning?
Well, no, it doesn't. It's like if you... I love our West Coast sports schedule.
Oh,
I
yes.
I think we live the best life when it comes
West
to sports.
West Coast games. Is best coast for sports time.
Except for this one here.
Hmm.
Because we all know this. It's hard to just like dip out of a full day of work and just be like, deuces, I'm out, right?
Hmm.
But on the East Coast, these games, the 9:15 games, that's 12:15. So they can go and they can
lunchtime, yeah.
They can fake their way through some work and then get out the rest of the day. But make no mistake about it. Nobody should be working. Nobody should be going to school. Actually, go to school, kids. But
go to school, and you know what? Quick shout out. I didn't do this yesterday. Quick shout out to all of our teachers out there who are promptly providing TVs in your classrooms, putting it up on the projector.
Yeah.
I do remember, this is going to date both of us because I'm sure we both had the same TVs because we were in the same general school districts. The TV that you adjusted the dial on.
Yeah.
The click, 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 and it had the little window on it.
Yeah.
You had to adjust it to get to Channel 6 so you could get those CBS games because we didn't have True TV back then.
Uh-uh. No, the Impractical Jokers wasn't able to fill 23 hours of inventory on True TV, so they didn't have that back then. I remember Mr. Keller in sixth grade, West Union Elementary, rolling in the TV on tourney day, and the big one was for University of Portland in the NCAA tournament. And I will never forget how quickly we were like, all right, well, we can turn this game off. It's back to learning because the pilots got rolled. That was a good day. That was a special day.
Shout out Mr. Mackey, Mr. Mavison, and Mr. Edel, all in high school, who threw the NCAA tournament. That old broken TV got wheeled into that classroom.
Thing of beauty.
And whether you were a basketball fan or not, you were a fan that day because it meant no class.
One of my buddies is a elementary school PE teacher, and he brought in the projector and had it on a whole wall.
That's
of the
OG
gym.
Status, yes.
Whole wall.
That's
of the
gym. That's when you know you're doing it good. Now we didn't have the technology for that because the projector we had back then was the one you used to write on.
Oh yeah,
the overhead projector. Yeah. You know what I thought about? I don't know what made me think about this the other day, but it was a dream or something. I woke up in the middle of the night remembering overhead projectors in the scroll. Remember you had to roll the plastic over the top of it? There was a handle on each side.
Yeah, I do.
And how there were certain classes where they would keep the scroll in the same place and they'd have the spray bottle to clean it off. And then there were some that would roll it until they got dirty all the way on the entire thing. And then it was a TA's job, like once a semester, to clean that. To spend like an hour just going
through. Erase the scroll.
I don't know why that popped up in my head a couple nights ago, but then I was just like, oh, God, I wonder if I show somebody that right now that's like 18 years old, if they would have any idea what the hell that thing is.
Yeah.
It's just such a random thing. So there you go. Speaking of random things, the NCAA tournament is rolling along.
Oh, what? Oh, I got an update on the Portland Pilots women. They're down by 23.
Well,
line was 22 yesterday, I heard.
That's unfortunate. Swag.
Maybe they cover.
Is in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And we do have a picture of him having a Manhattan. Truly incredible stuff.
Wait, it's second quarter. They're almost to halftime. I forget that they play halves. Or quarters.
Quarters,
not halves.
Yes. They get it right.
They do. College basketball. I don't know. Men need to go to the quarters.
I don't understand two things in men's college basketball.
Okay.
Why the 3-point line isn't pushed out to the NBA level.
Yeah. Well, have you seen 3-point shooting percentages in college?
Yes, I know. But let's push this thing out. Let's put some spacing on the floor. And the halves.
Yeah. Halves, I don't get.
Also, why is the game 8 minutes shorter?
Well, I mean, that's natural progression. You get, that's a good point.
Right?
College and the NFL are same.
The same.
Baseball, same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
High school basketball is even shorter.
What's that?
High school basketball is even shorter.
Yeah, 32 minutes to 40 minutes to 48 minutes. And then in, high school football, you go 48 minutes to 60 minutes in college.
Sure. But there's a natural, like,
progression.
I don't really understand that.
I'm not going to lie, Danny. Most of college basketball games, I don't want to see that extra 8 minutes.
That's fair.
You know?
That also, you know what?
Like, it's so ugly.
I'll take it back. Because not only the ugliness, if there's more time, that takes away from the variance. because it allows the better team to have more time to recover.
Great point.
The 40 minutes.
Well, you mathed that.
I did.
Yeah, pretty way
quickly.
To go.
The volatility index does definitely kind of go back and forth.
Okay.
With a shorter hold on point.
Did you say hold on?
Hold on, everybody!
We think.
It's over!
It's over! Here's the situation.
The number of people that have come by the booth here and said something along the lines of, I want to hear that drop from Swag. Is Swag here? Is Swag going to be here?
Yeah.
No, he's in Manhattan, Kansas.
Yep.
So
I bullied him into a picture of a Manhattan in Manhattan because that's his drink of choice.
Which, yeah, I mean, you have to get it in its namesake city, right?
Yeah.
That's clearly where it was made.
I feel like I may have bullied him into having a second Manhattan in Manhattan.
That man has never had to be bullied into another drink.
No, he said, I just finished it. I said, well, order another one, damn it, and send me a picture.
And he did.
And he did. It took him a while, but we got it. We got it eventually.
So we're now at the point everyone is coming up and giving us the fist bumps on air.
Yeah, people have been drinking. We're watching ball, having a good time. Let's go, baby.
It's a good time. Head on down here to the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at A&A. We'll be back in just a minute to talk about the NBA pushing back against their own stupid narrative. But first, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alenay, this is Danny and Dusty on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Danny and Dusty live on location at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill here at Alenay Resort and Casino. Come on down and join us for all of the March Madness action. Games are hitting halftime and getting the early tip-offs for the late afternoon games currently underway. We don't really have the upsets that we had yesterday, but we do have some good basketball being played. The drinks are overflowing. The food is plentiful. And, well, the machines, the tables, and the sports desk itself are all wide open. In fact, one of our own placing his very first wager soon.
Yeah, Patrick Harris.
Patrick Harris placing his first legal, professional, grown-up, face-to-face bet at a sports book.
Of his first ever. I'm so proud of him. I'm happy for him.
We'd love to see it.
Yeah.
We'd love to see it. What game for you has been the game that you look at and you go, okay, this was a fun upset, or this is a good win, but this is the springboard game for this team to make the deep run? I don't think I've seen one yet.
I think upset-wise, I don't know if any of the upsets that we saw are like springboards to making a deep run in the tournament. I think those will come in the round of 32 mostly. But I was really impressed with Iowa State and just kind of their consistency yesterday. Tennessee shook off a sluggish start, and then they turned on the Jets. I think that there is real cause for concern in kind of the opposite of what you're saying. There's real cause for concern with Kansas blowing a 22-point lead and damn near losing to Samford, and what their depth looks like and that ability, what McCullers can do for you as when a team starts making a run to be the guy who kind of slams the door shut. I think there's real concerns there. And then, dude, how about Gonzaga? I think Gonzaga may be that team. There's a lot of people saying McNeese State was going to beat the Zags.
I did pick McNeese State as my upset.
As a 12 over a 5. Mm-hmm. And Gonzaga absolutely mopped the floor with McNeese State yesterday. There was no doubt in that game. They were up 48-25 at halftime.
Yep, damn near doubled them up.
And they just cruised through the rest of the way. So, I mean, I look at those games and I say, other than that, hot teams stayed hot. Oregon stayed hot against South Carolina. NC State stayed hot against Texas Tech. And it maybe that is the one where you sit there and you go, that's a team that may be punching their ticket to the Sweet 16 because of the fact that they get Oakland in the next round. because Oakland upset that Kentucky.
Yep.
Now NC State, who's playing really good basketball, playing some of their their best basketball of the season, they get an Oakland team that's going to be riding a high. And how often do we see that team that gets that upset come falling back down to earth in the next round? NC State can keep that going. And then after that game, the winner of NC State and Oakland gets Marquette and or Florida, Colorado, which is a tight game right now at the break.
It's an interesting one. I think that NC State one is the epitome of a team playing their best basketball at the best possible time.
Yeah.
And you've got an opportunity here where, I mean, that was a team that wasn't the offensive firepower that you thought kind of coming. And they score 43 points in the second half, and you kind of look at it and go, okay, maybe there's a little something here. And I don't think we've seen the team of destiny, so to speak, yet. Even, I guess maybe you could say UConn because of this. Just look,
sheer
Stetson,
dominance.
UConn did what they're supposed to do. And I think they're really one of the only teams so far that went out there and said, yeah, no, we are not going to mess around. You can make the argument for North Carolina over Wagner. 90-62. They're up 40-20 at the half. They score 50 points in the second half. Arizona struggles early with Long Beach State. You can't trust the Wildcats.
They got off the mat, though, and they sure look like a different
44
team.
44 points second half. And again, you're seeing a lot of second half adjustments. Tennessee and Iowa State. I think those are two teams who they took care of business early. They took care of business late.
Yeah.
They were able to kind of coast through some games there and put things away in a manner of, like, professionalism. And that's why when I look at that bracket and I see UConn and Iowa State and Auburn in the same bracket, whoever comes out of that bracket is going to be the most tested team in this tournament, hands down.
Yesterday we saw a ton of unders, and I think maybe the early story of this tournament is we saw a lot of unders in point totals hitting, but second half overs hit, but from the non-gambling standpoint, what you saw was those teams that we expected to be good, there's a lot of jitters in that first half of an NCAA tournament, and so they shook off the rust, and the teams that ended up pulling away in those second halves, the Arizonas, what Oregon did, 53 in that second half. North Carolina put up a 50 spot in the second half against Wagner, where they played with their food a little bit early. The teams that elevated in that second half, I think they're going to be the ones that are going to be the most comfortable as we move into the round of 32.
It's an interesting spot for everybody to be right now. Colorado, Florida now tied up at halftime, 45 apiece. Ooh-wee. Colorado sneaking in here. Colorado ultimately losing in the Pac-12 title game to Oregon. They are a team that they have got guys in K.J. Simpson, Tristan DeSilva, and obviously Cody Williams, who's the likely lottery pick, likely a top five pick in this year's NBA draft. Cody Williams is coming off an injury, and he has not looked the same. He is on a minutes restriction. He is coming off the bench. He is, I believe, last I looked, he was still scoreless. And he has not been a guy who has been impactful at all since he came back. He does have two free throws now. He is 0 for 1 in his few minutes on the floor. And that is a weapon for them that is sorely lacking, as K.J. Simpson is probably one of the best point guards in the country. Tristan DeSilva, a bit of a unique player. Yeah. But you look at that team and you go, why isn't this team doing more? Why isn't this team being more effective? And that's really been the story of the season for them throughout the Pac-12 play.
Yeah, they were a team that had that talent that you said. That, and this is the world of college hoops, right? This is why it's infuriating for NBA fans to sit down and watch college basketball. If you were just strictly an NBA fan, is because of that consistently inconsistent play. You know, and it's pervasive throughout all of college basketball. But Colorado kind of is like the poster child of that idea and that thinking. They're college kids, man. College kids. That's basically what it comes down to, is the variance that you get in their play. From night to night, from half to half,
yeah,
it's a roller coaster.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out, particularly for the Pac-12, Pac-2, the remaining teams, Colorado contributing to the pool or not, as we push forward into day three this weekend. How deep do you think the Ducks can run? Is this it, or do you think they can pull the upset on Creighton?
I think they can upset Creighton.
Okay.
Because Cousinard waking up, if, and again, this is that consistency that has been plaguing Oregon. Mm-hmm. A lot of that was just they were so injury riddled throughout the course of the year that it could continue roller coaster on who is in and out of the lineup. Now you're starting to see they've got their core, and with Cousinard playing the way he did in South Carolina, if you get anything close to that and you have the continued efficiency from Enfali Dante on both ends of the floor, they can beat not just Creighton, but I think Tennessee is a whole other animal that they're going to have to chew on if they get past Texas. But I think Sweet 16 is 100% in the sights of Oregon. But they do. I mean, they've got Creighton has size, and they got shooters, man.
Which come NCAA tournament time, everybody talks about guard play.
And McDermott is one hell of a basketball coach.
Yeah, always has been, always will be.
Yes, sir.
All right, coming up next, we'll get you ready to hand you off to Isaac and Suk here. Coming up on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alenay, this is Danny and Dusty on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, as we're getting ready to hand you off to Ivan and Suk, just want to pass a little note along here.
Yeah.
On the NBA side of things, I don't know if you've seen the back and forth the NBA has done and done the worst PR job imaginable as it pertains to why the scoring has changed in the NBA. They had Joe Dumars go on Zach Lowe and say, no, we didn't actually make any changes. There was no edict sent to the referees. And then, like, 6 hours later, the NBA sent out a notice saying, yeah, no, we did really reemphasize new rule or rule changes within our NBA officials. They can't make up their minds on what they're actually saying. And the thing is, they're turning away good PR because the product is better.
It is better. Even though the scoring is down, the product is way more palatable. Games are going by faster. And here's the thing that Dumars kind of stepped in the Zach Lowe podcast is like, no, if you look at it, the whole reason why scoring is down is because there's fewer possessions. Yeah, because you're not blowing the whistle every trip down the floor.
You're not generating possessions by creating free throw possessions.
Yeah, you stop play, shoot free throws, and then ball's going back down, creating an extra opportunity in possession, especially when you call, a hand check, for example, right? All of a sudden, you get to the bonus quicker because of the ticky-tack nature.
That's the biggest part of this, is the bonus being.
And then every whistle goes to the free throw line, creating extra possessions. Like, no, it 100%. And I think this is why the NBA is so in their own head about it. It's because of the fact that with the Tim Donaghy thing.
Yes.
With every official being on the take, if they make a bad call or whatever. They are so conscious and obsessed with the fact that we're not manipulating games, yet
they show that they can.
Officiating changes the outcome of basketball more so than any other officials
and
because of every single possession. If you have a whistle, they add up.
And the league is showing that they can, in fact, manipulate said outcome.
That's right.
By driving home emphasis.
No,
literally. Flipping a switch. It's all very dumb. Just admit it, figure it out, get better refs, and move on.
And look, I think officiating will get better as it goes on because they cycled out a lot of old officials. You have so many inexperienced officials that are reffing right now. Like, I saw, what is the average crew age has, like, or years of service?
Less than 6.5 years average.
And it used to be
brutal, like 15.
It used to be, like 15.8, and it's at 6.1 now.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
They did a really poor job of for about a 10-year period of bringing new refs in.
But here's, with NBA fans, though, they were complaining about all those officials being too old and, your Dick Pavetta's, limping
the
up Joey and down
Crawfords,
the floor.
Yeah.
Well, fans got their wish, and they got it in mass with those retirements. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what changes? All of a sudden, you have new and inexperienced refs, and that becomes a whole other can of worms that you have to open.
Yeah, you got to pay the piper.
Yeah.
Speaking of pay the piper, it is a tie game now. Colorado, Florida, with 18 minutes to go here in the second half. State of Sports Bar and Grill here at Alenay. Danny and Dusty, thank you for coming out and hanging out with us the last couple of days, guys. We appreciate you. We love you. It's been an awesome time. I'm thrilled that I got it to be out here this year.
This has been a blast. Thank you to all the listeners that you're not hearing it right now because you're here. But if you came yesterday or you were here earlier, thank you for being a part of Fan Madness. And special thank you to Alan A. and George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law because Fan Madness, another rousing success. And if you missed it this week, you got another chance next week. We got Fan Madness Part 2 coming up. X-Golf Tualatin on Thursday. X-Golf Vancouver on Friday. But this will do it for us for this weekend. We are out. Isaac and Souk, 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. Coming up next right here on 1080 The Fan.
Bye.
Here you go, fatty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.